This is Growing Cotton. Did you know that the world-famous Café du Monde has always used cottonseed oil to fry their beignets? Cotton Board invested over $1.5 million into cottonseed research and marketing last year with Cotton Incorporated, including research on the health benefits of cottonseed oil compared to other oils. Our goal is to make cottonseed oil the preferred cooking oil in kitchens across the country, like at Café du Monde in New Orleans. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. Cotton condition ratings have been somewhat unfavorable when compared to last year. Brad Rippey is a meteorologist with USDA and focuses right now on cotton squaring and setting bowls.
As we move to the south, taking a look at the cotton crop, that's where we have been dealing with heat across the southern Great Plains and also drought. And so that's really the big story for cotton, even though we've got much more favorable conditions as you move eastward to the Mississippi Delta, into the southeast, and across the far west, just because of the way the southern Great Plains dominates the cotton numbers. Cotton squaring on July 12th, 63% is the number, five-year average 62%. Last year at this time, 56%, and 18% of the U.S. cotton is setting bowls by July 12th, slightly behind the five-year average of 21%, but equal to last year's 18%. Arizona leads the nation in cotton setting bowls, exactly one half the crop on July 12th, well ahead of the five-year average of 39%. On the flip side, one state, Missouri, not yet setting bowls at all. Five-year average there is 15%. Earlier in the year, Missouri had issues with excessive wetness like parts of the Midwest.
Learn more online, igrowcotton.com.